Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I said, I heard the intro, and I said, is that us? And Jason said, it sure is. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheehan, welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. And before we start, I just want to thank our American veterans, especially our combat soldiers, who gave everything for our freedoms and liberty. We will never forget, we should never forget, their honor and their sacrifices that they've done for us. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why we are on the air, speaking for Vince and myself, because we are an exceptional country, and we are allowing our country and our freedoms, our liberties, rule of law, justice, everything to slip through our fingers because we are not active enough. We've allowed decades of inaction towards political correctness to take over our country, and we have to remember what our veterans did for us, especially our veterans who lost their lives at very young ages. And again, for those of you who did serve and especially served in a combat situation, we want to say we'll never forget you. We'll never forget your honor and the sacrifices you've done for us. And thank you very much. Vince, you know, some of these, you know, one of the reasons I mentioned a lot of these articles on the air, I don't know if you saw this, but did you see the video where students at universities were signing fake petitions to end Memorial Day, and they didn't even know what Memorial Day was about? Did you see that, Vince? Did you read any of that?
No, I didn't, but there are a lot of people who think that what you do is you thank a veteran on Memorial Day, and that's not what you do. You thank a veteran on Veterans Day. Memorial Day used to be called Decoration Day, and it was to honor those who have died in the performance of military duties. So those are two completely different days, and you know they are both to be thanked. Yes, no question about it. But Memorial Day is the day that we honor those who have died in the service of our country, United States of America. And we're not the only ones to have a Memorial Day. Other countries have their version of Memorial Day as well. Now back to you.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, you know, I use the term sacrifice because that is the ultimate sacrifice. When you put your country and our freedoms, liberties, rule of law, Constitution, and Bill of Rights before themselves, I mean, that is the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, those people need to be honored, and we must never forget. We must always remember what they've done. So, Vince, you tell me, is there any hot topics that you want to discuss today, whether they be economics or do you want to just run into news in a flash? What would you like to do?
Well, I just wanted to mention one thing. I have a homework assignment for our class, and I have not seen all of it. I've only seen part of it. And it's on Netflix, and it's called Dirty Money. And it will give our class an eye and an earful of corruption at the highest levels. For example, Volkswagen. the car company that was kicked off by Adolf Hitler during during the first part of the 1900s, let's say late 1930s. And he wanted to have a car for the people, and he got together with a guy named Ferdinand Porsche, and they built the Volkswagen Bug, re-termed the Volkswagen Beetle. And it was a Volkswagen, or the car for the people. And it was simple. It was Spartan. And it caught on. And Germany didn't have the number of cars per capita that the United States did. They just didn't have the wealth that we had. So very few people compared to the typical American had a car in the 1930s. Well, he was going to fix that. Adolf Hitler was going to fix that. And he did. And Volkswagen had their eye on becoming the largest automobile manufacturer in the world. Now, you think about it. They made Bugs, right? Well, they did become the largest automobile manufacturer in the world. And they did it through cheating. And y'all remember the Volkswagen diesel scandal where they had commercials saying they had these little old ladies and saying, yeah, diesels are dirty. Oh, no, not the new Volkswagen. Oh, no, that's real clean. And they lied. They lied in the media. They lied to the testing engineers. And we figured it out. In the United States, we had some engineers that figured out that what Volkswagen did was they cheated at the largest level in the history of man. What they did was they knew that the testing for emissions, they'd strapped the wheels down so that you couldn't turn the wheels and the steering wheel. And they would put this vehicle on a dynamometer, and they would measure the tailpipe emissions. Well, they knew that these kinds of conditions are not the same as road conditions. So they programmed the software that managed the engine control systems to the test. And the test, it passed beautifully. But when you put that same car on the road and you drove it around, it was 40 times more polluting than when on the dynamometer. So they managed it, and they denied, and they lied, and they lied, and they obfuscated, and they tried to confuse us. And ultimately, about 500,000 vehicles had to be recalled, and Volkswagen had to pay the owners for the vehicles. And the owners hated Volkswagen because they were lied to. And that's just one example. You know, Orslin lied to me. Orslin and Sitco with the tractor hydraulic fluid. And they damaged our tractors and backhoe and all kinds of equipment here at the farm. But not just us. A whole bunch of farmers. And then you look at, that's just one example. And you have guys like Senator Roy Blunt, who is, he is in the poison business. And he is poisoning us with glyphosate. And he's the guy that took the campaign contributions, also known as bribes, to prevent us from suing Monsanto, which became Bayer. So, that was one of the topics that really got me frosted, absolutely frosted. Second-rate products, poisoning products, food dyes that are killing us. And then we have people in the American Cancer Society begging for money. They could fix cancer. We could stop the things that cause cancer. But we're not doing it. We're not doing it because the big money is running our lives. And I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about Volkswagen. I'm talking about Citgo. I'm talking about Orslin. I'm talking about all these companies that have taken quality out and replaced it with features and convinced the American buyer to thinking that he and she is doing the right thing by buying these substandard products. I'm just livid because, over the Memorial Day recess, when I was thinking about these veterans who have sacrificed their lives, died on the battlefields. If you want to see what that's like, watch Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, ! It's a TV series in the 60s. If you want to see what it's like in Northern Europe, take a look at that. but what I'm saying is we have been hosed, hoodwinked, conned by business, and who's in the business? Well, it'd be government. That would be the media. That would be marketeers. Marketeers are like paid liars. It's disgusting. So over the last couple of days, I replaced a carburetor that came from China, I replaced it on a pressure washer, a high pressure washer, because I need to use it. And the darn thing failed. I used it once. Why? Because they manufactured it with products that corrode in gasoline mixed with alcohol. And why is that a problem? Because our government says you will buy gasoline mixed with alcohol no matter what. That's what you're going to buy. And it destroys chainsaws, cars, trucks, all kinds of power equipment. Rich, what I'm saying is we have been conned every way you can think of. Every way you can think of. Including with the vaccine. And you can't sue the manufacturers of the vaccine because Congress protected them. So it's everywhere. Back to you.
Yeah, well, you described some forced obsolescence, which we've talked about in great detail. You describe fascism, where government is protecting big business and vice versa. So when you hear these terms, and we've said this many times, ethics, morals, values, rule of law, accountability, these are BS words. These are words that have a tiered system based on what group you're in. You know, just like when they say, oh, we got to go after the whites, we got to go after the males. Okay, well, let's take all these trusts and inheritances over $1 million from the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, all these people from the Faucis, all the family members, the Gates and the Bezos and all these people. Let's say you can't have over $1 million net worth. All those whites, all those white males, okay? They wouldn't do that because it is a consolidation of power, money, control. It's the aristocracy wanting to control the serfs, okay? But they don't want a middle class. So what they want to do is they need to destroy sovereign nations. And as long as we put up with this, folks, it's just going to get worse. They're going to destroy freedom, liberty, justice, the rule of law, due process. They want to legalize and normalize pedophilia. They want to destroy family. They want to control what you spend. It's the aristocracy-serf relationship, okay? It's a new caste system, and they don't want to have it to be the bottom 93%. They want to have the top 1% controlling the bottom 99%. They want to continue to monetize debt, continue with helicopter money, continue with basically eliminating faith and confidence in our government, in our system. This is a total crash of the whole system. So what's going to be happening, folks, if we don't step up and start speaking up, is that everything is going to be controlled by non-elected officials. And I use air quotes when I say officials, because everything that's official, every expert is probably bought and paid for or blackmailed. So the private central banks, the corporation, the big corporate oligarchies, they're all bought and paid for theater, acting politicians, verified by phony professional fact checkers. And there's a lot of quotes around those names, too. It's a corporate investment contributing to this fascist, corrupt system. And the consequences are going to be increased murder, suicide, rape, drug use, normalization, propaganda for pedophilia, divorce, kicking fathers out of the home, depopulation, divide and conquer strategies. And what's going to be going down is family unity, opportunity, prosperity, skill sets, all the things that we've talked about. So we need to start creating an offense. We need to create hedges for the American people, for the bottom 93%. We need to create game plans for survival, because prosperity is now off the table. We'll be right back after this break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why are you
got your
take?
When you go to the
for
2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
In case anybody happened to blink during the last segment with Rich Sheban, he said something that was really, really important. He used two words, and they are create offense. Now, he didn't say defend. He said create offense. He's absolutely positively right. I mean, you can say, well, we need to defend ourselves from these substandard products. No, he's absolutely right. We need to create the offense against these substandard products and the oppression against we, the little people. Absolutely right. And it's time. It's time that we take action against these companies, the ones that are selling us substandard products. And you do that by telling everybody. And if enough of us stop buying them, like if Congress would ever become honest and say, you know what, no more of this Chinese stuff. It's substandard. All it is it's taking our Federal Reserve notes and filling up our landfill. That's what it's doing. We're buying this stuff and then we throw it away because we can't fix it. So we just throw it in the trash. Some guy comes around with a truck, picks it up, and a guy with a bulldozer digs a hole and buries it, and then we just create Mount Trashmore. Trashmore. All over the United States with this substandard Chinese junk. And if our Congress were honest, they'd say, that's it, no more. We're not going to import any more of this. And China would collapse. It might take maybe 6 months, but it would collapse because they wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't have a market for their substandard second-rate stuff. I was soldering some wiring on a trailer that I needed to use. Wire got broken, so what I did was I stripped it. I put a barrel connector. It's like a sleeve, and it's plated. It's copper, and I put it over the wire. I crimped it, and then I soldered it, and then I put heat shrink tubing over it to insulate the connection. Well, these things, you buy them by the hundreds, and we have them here, and they look beautiful. And I crimped it, and I put the soldering gun on it, and the soldering gun melted, vaporized the plating, the tin plating on this barrel. It just vaporized it, and it turned into copper. That never happens with American quality products. Never. You don't heat them up, and the plating just disappears. But that's what happens with Chinese junk, and I'm sick of it. Rich?
Well, yeah. When I say that we're seeing the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness, I mean it. You know, because it has a lot of lasting effects. When I talk about, you know, if we continue to do this, we're supporting the ruling class, the aristocracy, the elite, the traitors, the cowards, and the followers. That's what we're doing. We're supporting the Gates and the Zuckerbergs and the Bezos and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. I mean, you got to look what's happening. They throw every politically correct buzzword and phrase at us. Oh, it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness, and all this BS. It's not even close. One thing I've spent a lot of time over the last 10 years is showing how the rich got richer, showing how the redistribution of wealth is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. And it's been very accurate. I've used economics. I've used a lot of facts. And that's why when I say offense, it's not like this is the first time we've said this on USA Prepares. We've said this for years. I mean, I'm blue in the face talking about public forums, citizen review boards, self-sufficiency preparedness schools, skill sets database, homeschool expansions. I mean, we've talked about this for years. And what's the left doing? They're harvesting baby parts, normalizing pedophilia, colluding, record bonus for banks while they get while these big corporations and banks are getting bailouts for the same years, hate hoaxes, teaching kids in school to change their gender, eliminating proven results and qualifications for a job and getting a job based on what group you're in, poisoning our food, poisoning our water, poisoning our medication, eliminating free speech, hypocrisy and double standards being like a qualification for a politician anymore. I mean, installing politicians, eliminating your voice and your vote, no rule of law. You know, we can't put up with this stuff anymore. We have to have offense because we're literally being taken over by a tyrannical, communistic, Marxist, authoritarian, fascist system. We have to speak up. We have to create ideas and solutions. We have to have, I've talked about ideas and solutions forums and meetings in every red state in private on private venues for years. And too many people are just sitting around doing nothing. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conservative group representing small businesses say Major League Baseball's decision to move its All-Star game out of Atlanta because of politics displays Commissioner Rob Manfred caved into wokeism and had no clue what was in the Georgia voter integrity law. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
That these reforms were suppressive and repressive, and now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do his homework, and he led baseball down, I think, a $100 million catastrophe.
The group founded by Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus plans to file a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court Tuesday morning, alleging that Major League Baseball's decision has injured Atlanta's small business community. British intelligence services are now reporting the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a lab in China is feasible. Both the United States and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to do its job. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more than 30 partners ranging from the Nevada Chamber of Commerce to the National Restaurant Association, the Job Creators Network says baseball's decision to boycott Atlanta over its objections to Georgia's voting law is wrong and is taking Major League Baseball to court. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
Major League Baseball has had a history of leading by example, just like our military. The baseball commissioner got way out over his skis on this. He, in fact, condemned some common sense reforms that are pretty commonplace throughout other cities that house and are homes to the Major League Baseball teams. And he bought into the narrative that these reforms were suppressive and repressive. And now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do his homework, and he led baseball down, I think, a $100 million catastrophe that's spinning back and hurting the people that he claimed that he was advocating on their behalf.
Also to be named in the lawsuit is the Major League Baseball Players Association. The union, which represents some 1,200 players and which the Job Creators Network contends played a role in the decision to move the game out of Atlanta to Denver. Gavin McLeod died early Saturday at the age of 90. The New York native died at his home in Palm Desert, California. Mr. McLeod was a big part of TV shows The Love Boat, McHale's Navy, and The Mary Tyler Moore Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vance, and thank you for allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right given to us by our combat soldiers who sacrificed everything for our freedoms, liberty, and Constitution. And, folks, I got to tell you, too, keep in mind, when you hear investigations like indictments against President Trump and things like that, it's mostly about lies, setting people up and covering up the crimes of the people, of the aristocracy, and these people who want to take over the world, who want to consolidate power, money, and control, like I just mentioned earlier in the broadcast. So what I'm going to do, Vince, I'm going to tell you right, I'm going to start news in a flash, and first thing I'm going to do is break YouTube rules, because I really don't care. And I do care about standing for principle. And pardon my redundancy, folks, but just for new listeners, there's a base of standing for principle. Three criteria. The first one is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second one is truth, which is basically the opposite of political correctness, of course. And the third one is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then we get to do it too. So here we go. I'm going to start with the first article. These are all published articles in the public domain. That is my disclaimer. I do not make them up. I do my best to my ability to do my reading and research and verify that these articles are real and have truth behind it. So the first one, Observer at Wyndham, New Hampshire audit identifies auditors backdating voting machines and performing additional suspicious actions. Next, 30,000 fake ballots found in Georgia audit. They're not real. Fake. They're not real. Fake. You know what's amazing, folks, is that we know they're lying, and this is not just about voting. This is also about, the COVID / reset. We know they're lying. They know they're lying, and they know that we know they're lying. Think about that. Okay, next article. Dems just passed legislation that will make it a crime for anybody to criticize China, especially over COVID-19. Think about that. The Democrat Party has literally signed on the dotted line to be allies with China and to be enemies with the American people. Next.
Rich, you mean I can't say that some of the products that I bought are substandard, that are manufactured in China, like the Chinese factory tool outlet Harbor Freight, where you buy a hose and it starts to crack right away, and under pressure you could get hurt by it as when it explodes, as ours did, pure junk. And then when you call Harbor Freight, they say, oh, it has a 90-day warranty, and if it's outside the 90 days, tough, we're not going to do anything about it. You mean stuff like that? Junk.
Absolutely.
From China? Is that what you can't,
not only
I can't
we
say
gonna,
that anymore?
Well, not only are we going to continue to say that, but we're going to talk about the economic consequences of that. For example, you know, everybody's talking right now about inflation. When you have less, so many dollars that you're printing to buy all these Chinese goods, and you have an increased money supply. So everybody thinks inflation is just increased money supply. There's so many things. We have election fraud. We have forced injections to make people sick. We have talk about losing the world reserve currency, which, of course, is a Federal Reserve note. When you have a loss of faith and confidence in government and the dollar because of too much corruption, too much manipulation, too much overreach, too big of government, the people are losing confidence. And then you've got to remember, we have 2 to 3 times the foreign dollar holders abroad searching for places to put that money. And if our treasury yield can't compete with foreign treasury yields, these foreigners who are holding our dollar is going to dump the dollar, which again makes more inflation and hyperinflation probabilities. So this is why so many people are buying up hard, tangible assets like house, land, silver, gold, because people have no confidence in the fiat system anymore. So when you have so much money printing, I'm even reading that banks may be paying other banks to take extra cash off their hands. because there's too much money to loan out. Even there's not enough takers even at our low interest rates. I want you to think about that. That think about what I just said there. That's insane. It's unreal in the laws of economics, what I just said, but that's what's happening right now. And this is why, you know, we talk about offense. You know, I have an article in here somewhere that says the U.S. Mint is delaying shipments due to global silver shortage. I've also given articles where each piece of silver has been leveraged and bought 1,000 times. That's why America needs to go. That's another offense that we've talked about. Each state, especially red states, needs to revalue silver and gold. We know the futures markets are corrupt. We know the COMEX is called the CRIMEX for a reason. We know about the leverage with silver and gold. We know how it's artificially deflated in price. We know about naked shorts and paper contracts. Each red state needs to have a hedge when we go into a hyperinflation, or we're already in serious inflation on a lot of things like food and energy. I mean, they're hacking pipelines. They're hacking grids. They're hacking, you name it, they're hacking it. They even hacked, I got an article in here somewhere where they hacked the world's largest meat producer. I mean, they're going to hack everything. And we need to go back to those 19th century skills. We need to create offense for the people. We need to reevaluate commerce and barter, in other words, silver and gold, before inflation gets out of control. Because if we do not do this, and pardon all these tangents, you know, when we bring up articles and conversations, Vince, there's just so many sidebars that need to be discussed. But let me get back to news in a flash here.
May I interrupt for just a second?
Please.
If you barter with your neighbor, let's say he has something that you want, you have something that he wants. Instead of you paying him with Federal Reserve notes and him paying you, just barter. Swap without currency being involved. Cut the middleman out, if you can. We do it here at the farm, literally. We will trade labor and work for things. Okay? It can be done. Or you can trade things for things and cut the middleman out. You don't have to use money. You can just swap things. Rich, please continue.
Yeah, well, look at the low velocity of money right now in proportion to the amount of money being printed. Of course, the term printed is in quotes. I mean, they're just adding zeros and digits and commas all over the place. Because this low consumer confidence, so people have money, and they're putting it, if they can't put it in a tangibility, they don't want to spend it because they're afraid. But yet bankruptcy and defaults and delinquencies are going up because those are debt. We have a debt-based system. So this is why, you know, when I talk about deflation is debt-oriented, okay? So we have the little guys getting killed with deflation, inflation, and stagflation of wages. The only thing that's growing is government growth, okay? Keep in mind, debt is deflationary by nature. So it's... You know, there's just so much unknowns. We don't know how long the Fed's going to be buying treasuries, issuing new bonds for old bonds, how long they're going to do QE and monetize debt, over-leveraged loans, you know, the credit mark. What's credit today? What's collateral today? Are they going to continue to fund zombie companies that can't afford to pay their own interest on their debt? Are they going to continue to cap rates on the long end of the market and keep the short end artificially low? That, you know, they need to raise interest rates, but they can't because the whole system is going to come down. Are they going to continue with UBI and MMT, you know, universal basic income and modern monetary theory and all this BS? I mean, we don't even know about valuations and the derivative market, which is in the quadrillions. We don't have price discovery. We don't have fundamentals. There's no legitimacy in the stock market. You know, it's basically a stimulus package for money laundering and paybacks. This is why they are suppressing silver and gold. And you saw what they did a couple weeks ago to crypto. This is why there's no confidence in the government central bank system, because they've made it very clear they want to centralize cryptocurrency in order to control who gets the money, who spends it, and how they spend it. That's called no confidence, okay? This is why the red states need to create a hedge fund. We need to revalue silver and gold. We need, you know, we need a default system, because we can all see what's happening right now. Okay, let me move on here to the next article. Arizona recounted fraudulent ballots three times. Up to 80,000 illegal aliens voted. Next. Democrat reporter makes the case that Mitch McConnell stole the 2020 election victory with corrupt voting machines. Okay, so now that we have Democrats saying that the vote is corrupt, keep in mind, I'm going to paraphrase here. Remember Joe Biden said that, and it's pretty close to his quote, but he said that we use the most inclusive election fraud team assembled in political history to get elected. Okay, under the circumstances, with all the election and voter fraud and foreign interference evidence that not just we've given, but the alternative media has given over the past several months, now we're at the point that taking office of presidency without a new election monitored by hand counts and video by our military, if we don't do this, now that we've had Memorial Day just pass by one day ago, we can now say that taking office is now making our soldiers, combat soldiers, have died in vain. We can now say this because there's way too much evidence. We need to have a new election. We need it to be monitored by the military. It needs to be legit. There's no consumer confidence in anything. And we're losing our country from a few people at the very top who want to consolidate power, money, control, who want to destroy us, all the sovereign nations, especially of the West, who want to eliminate freedom, liberty, justice, and due process and rule of law. We'll be right back, folks, after this break. We appreciate you being here.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just heard a commercial from the USDA suggesting that we eat smarter. And that's all well and good. We've been advocating that for as long as we've been on the air, you know, almost a little over a decade now. And it's a tough road to hoe, because our government is protecting the corporations that are poisoning our food. So on one hand, our government is poisoning us, and the other hand, are allowing corporations to poison us. And on the other hand, they're saying, I'd eat a little smarter. Really? How are we going to do that when the ingredients are being hidden from us by the manufacturers with the blessing of the government? So the government says, y'all don't need to put the ingredients on your food, you know, the contents. And then on the other hand, they're saying, y'all ought to eat better because you're getting too fat. You're getting sick. What a mess. Rich?
Yeah. And in Japan, Vince, there's researchers that have used soybean compounds to turn male fish into females. And we've talked about this for years, where 90% of soy has estrogen in it. We've talked about the estrogen mimickers in food to plastics. And, this is one of a million reasons why you have to be self-sufficient. This is why people are buying land, because they want to have the ability to grow their own food and raise their own animals and maybe do a little hunting and fishing. And keep in mind, there is a mass exodus out of these blue states. And there's also, remember, I've talked about this in some detail, where there's 200 companies around the country buying single-family rentals. And basically what they're doing is the builders and these hedge funds and pension funds from Wall Street are bundling up homes like a derivative would, okay, and then they're reselling it as a product, as an asset. So these pension funds and hedge funds and Wall Street are literally buying up everything they can and it's making it more difficult for the younger people and especially the poorer people to buy homes, and that's why there's such an exodus into this these tangible products and assets because of cash flow, and they want to get out of fiat paper. So there's a mass movement right now for tangibility and hard assets, and that's why, you know, we talk about repricing and revaluing silver and gold because it's so manipulated with paper contracts and naked shorts. The people need a hedge. The people are not getting it because the system is too corrupt. Well, Vince, I'm so far behind. I would like, if it's okay with you, just to keep moving on to news in a flash, if I may.
Please do.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next article, folks. Dominion blames human error for voting machines mislabeling Republican ballots in Pennsylvania. So when they get caught, they say, oh, well, it must be human. Half of what I say is really surreal. It's really a joke. It's even hard to believe. And speaking of jokes, new emails reveal Joe Biden met secretly with Hunter's business partners. And they said Donald Trump was a Russian spy. Hunter's business partners out of China, out of Ukraine, out of all these countries, come on. Can you imagine if the Trump kids did this? Next. Hunter Biden bought VP dad Joe to dinner with shady Ukrainian, Russian, and other business partners. Next. Crooked Raffensperger says he supports Fulton County forensic audit after lying about the Trump phone call and ignoring voter fraud allegations. Now, do you think he changed, or do you think it's because the alarm went off at a secure building in Fulton County, Georgia recently, where ballots were kept, finding the building and the doors wide open? Do you think it's possible that these corrupt people went in there, literally took out the old ballots and put in new ballots to authenticate the stolen election? Would you be surprised? Why would this guy, Raffensperger, support the Fulton County forensic audit all of a sudden with all the things that he had done? Next, another hate hoax. Vandals target black-owned auto repair shop with racist graffiti and swastikas smashing up cars. It was meant to blame it on white people, but the video shows it was two black guys. Can't make this stuff up, folks. And here is the comedy article of the day. Jen Psaki says Joe Biden is so fit that she has a hard time keeping up with him. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Republican Devin Nunes says Democrats won't release the tapes from January 6th Capitol assault. Why is that? Because they show the people breaking, waving them in, the Capitol Police waving them in, opening up the gates. The magnetic locks were changed. They show all the Antifa people dressing up as Trump supporters, starting the so-called insurrection. It's all a false flag. That's why they don't want to release the tapes. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.